All right, folks, good morning. This is Asher Blake, your daily dose of hustle motivation right here in your ears. You know that feeling when you wake up, maybe hit snooze a couple of times, we've all been there, and then suddenly it's 8:57. Bam, the day feels like it's already slipping through your fingers. That's why we're talking about something super important today. How to prioritize productivity and actually get stuff done. It's not about being a workaholic or constantly chasing deadlines, but about making smart choices with your time so you can feel accomplished, in control, and let's be real, maybe even have some free time for things that bring you joy. Sound good? Let's dive in. Firstly, we gotta talk about that to-do list. That beast of a document that seems to grow longer every day. The key here is to ditch the overwhelming marathon mentality and think sprints. Break those big tests into smaller, manageable chunks. It's like training for marathon. You don't just go from couch potato to 26.2 miles overnight. You build up gradually, right? Same goes for your work. Number 2. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat your important tasks like appointments you can't miss. Block out time on your calendar, even if it's just 30 minutes, and dedicate that block solely to the task at hand. Trust me, when you have a dedicated time frame, you're more likely to get into the zone and make real progress. Think of it like this. Would you ditch a doctor's appointment because you had other things to do? Probably not. So why treat your work time any differently? Now, let's talk about distractions, those pesky little monsters that love to derail your focus. I'm talking social media notifications, random emails, the urge to check the news every 5 seconds. You know them all too well. The best way to combat these distractions is to create a distraction-free zone. That means turning off notifications, silencing your phone, and even putting on some noise-canceling headphones if that helps you focus. Remember that feeling of accomplishment when you finally finish a big project? Yeah, that's what we're going for. Celebrate those small wins along the way. Give yourself a little pat on the back, take a short break, or reward yourself with something you enjoy. These little celebrations keep you motivated and remind you why you're putting in the effort. Lastly, don't be afraid to say no. It's okay to decline extra tasks or commitments if your plate is already full. Remember, saying no sometimes allows you to say yes to things that are truly important to you and help you achieve your goals. Ever had a day where you felt like you were spinning your wheels? Maybe you started with the best intentions, but then bam. Emails piled up, meetings ran long, and suddenly it's 5 p.m. and you're wondering where the day went. I know that feeling all too well. A few weeks back, I was drowning in a sea of to-do lists. Deadlines looming like hungry sharks. I tried tackling everything at once, but let's just say that recipe for disaster didn't end well. Then I remembered this whole sprints over marathons thing and decided to implement it. I broke down those big tasks into smaller chunks, scheduled specific times for each one, and even had the audacity to turn off notifications gasp. It was like a magic switch flipped suddenly. I felt in control, focused, and actually getting stuff done. Alright folks, let's recap. We talked about breaking down those overwhelming tasks, scheduling them in like appointments you can't miss, creating distraction-free zones, celebrating those small wins, and saying no when you need to. Remember, productivity isn't about burning yourself out, it's about making smart choices with your time so you can achieve your goals and still have some energy left for the things that matter most. So go out there, rock those sprints, conquer those to-do lists, and remember you got this. Don't forget to share your productivity hacks with me on social media. I want to hear how you're making your mornings count. We'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of hustle motivation. Keep that energy up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.